You're listening to SBS News.
14-year-old Molly Russell took her own life in 2017. When her family looked into her Instagram account, they found distressing material about depression and suicide. Her father, Ian, believes Instagram is partly responsible for his daughter's death. He told the BBC his daughter is never far from his thoughts.
Molly's with me every day. I think all of her friends and family think about her frequently. She always wanted to help people. So I'm pretty certain that she would be pushing for change so that young people were safer when they were online and that if they need help, they could more easily find it.
Now Mr. Russell has travelled to San Francisco in the United States to put more pressure on internet giants like Facebook to take action to prevent such material from being seen. His campaign made headlines around the world, forcing Instagram to promise to remove the most harmful content. He's met up with paediatrician and internet safety campaigner Dr. Free Hess. She's told the BBC when she looks through some images online, she's shocked at what she sees.
I don't know that there's one picture here that's not showing blood or a scar of some sort. Like a grooming process, especially on Instagram, because you know you follow one hashtag to another hashtag to another hashtag, and it's grooming that person to self-harm more, consider suicide more, and maybe even take action on that. It just needs to be shut down.
In 2015, more than a million children arrived in US emergency departments for suicidal ideation or suicide attempts, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association. 43% of them were under 11. One of those statistics was Mallory Grossman, a US teenager who took her own life. Her mother, Diane, now goes into schools to talk to children, some of them quite young, about suicide.
We have a moral responsibility to protect our youth. If I could sit down at the table with Mark Zuckerberg, could I make your product better? Could I make it safer? What a great way for you to attaboy each other and high-five each other in the boardroom if you actually put in infrastructure and a system to protect children.
Speaking in February, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, says it had taken action against images of self-harm.
So historically, we have allowed content related to self-harm that's admission, because people sometimes need to tell their story, but we haven't allowed anything that promoted self-harm. But moving forward, actually, we're going to change our policy to not allow any graphic images of self-harm, whether or not it's admission or promotion.
For Jim Steyer, the founder of an organization called Common Sense Media, he's unimpressed by social media platforms and their response to calls for action from parents like Diane Grossman and Ian Russell.
This is a huge problem. And the lack of responsibility of the social media platforms is absolutely mind-boggling and absolutely disgraceful. So it is clear to me that they can and should be regulated.
A 2017 study by Britain's Royal Society of Public Health asked 1,500 young people to track their moods while using the five most popular social media sites. It suggested Snapchat and Instagram were the most likely to inspire feelings of inadequacy and anxiety. Dr. Freehess says she simply doesn't understand why more isn't done.
Our children are literally dying every day from something that we can help prevent, and we're not doing it. Mm. I don't understand it.
Listeners seeking mental health support can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day online and on 13114. Other services include the Suicide Callback Service, which can be reached on 1300 659 467, and Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Alan Lee, SBS News.